Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. We kick off hour number three of the Friday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You know, I was looking up dogs being killed by police during the news break there, Mark, and as I was poking around at theagitator.com, which is a website by Radley Balco. We've talked about some of his work in the past. He's a Cato Institute guy, mm-hmm. and he does some really great work keeping track of corrupt cops and botched drug raids and that sort of thing. And I found a little more information about the story in question. We talked about it last hour, the end of the end of the hour last hour. Police department in Albany, I guess Schenectady, I guess that's nearby. This is reported as Schenectady. They killed a dog on a raid where they got $60 worth of marijuana.
Mm, big, fat, hairy deal.
They killed the family dog, and we...
Handcuffed a couple of kids in the process, too.
That's right, and
that
we
didn't scar them.
We were speculating as to the reasons why the police kill dogs during drug raids or during any opportunity that they can get. Because actually, what I was looking at before, there's another part of theagitator.com from back in May. These are stories we didn't report on. Just two non-drug-related stories where cops killed dogs. First, Winter Springs, Florida. Police officer shot a Rottweiler on Sunday when he answered a call at the wrong house, authorities said. Police were called to 147 Hayes Road in Winter Springs when a residential alarm went off. Officers thought by the location of the house that they were at the correct home, authorities said, but instead they were at a different location.
So the cops make a mistake, show up at your house, and shoot your dog.
Here's how it happened.
And they're not going to face any kind of charges for this. There's not going to be any money change hands. These guys aren't going to get any kind of demerits. They're not going to lose their jobs. I mean, you whip out a gun and shoot my dog, and you weren't even supposed to be there, you incompetent fool?
Officers started checking the home's exterior doors and found a back sliding glass door unlocked. They entered the home.
Oh, what a good idea.
Announced they were the police. Well, now they had a call, apparently. Announced
they believed they had a call. They
right.
were. They messed it up. These incompetent boobs messed it up. They can't even find the right address. I bet the pizza guy could get it there. And he's not going to shoot your dog.
No, he's not. Announced that they were police and were met by a large Rottweiler. In fact, why don't you... I mean, if you're a pizza guy listening to the show, you have to deal with dogs on a regular basis.
Sure.
Do they let the mailman shoot dogs too? I mean, do pizza guys and mail guys and power guys, meter readers, do they get to shoot dogs when they're on the job if they get scared? What? How do they deal with dogs? Because I mean, power meter readers have to go in people's backyards and stuff. They inevitably will deal with big, angry, scary dogs.
Inevitably.
What's their tactic, huh?
Apparently. I know, why is it that the cops just find it expedient to shoot the dogs and the rest of these people can manage to make it?
Yeah, how did they get by? Well, maybe it's because they have tools like pepper spray or those little...
They just don't want to use them. They have the same tools. They just want to pull out the gun. Well, I'm a cop. I'm supposed to be able to shoot things.
Well, here's what their excuse was. They were met by a large Rottweiler as they entered the home again that they weren't
the wrong
even supposed
home.
To be at. As the officers backed out of the home, the dog, quote, approached the officers aggressively, and the officer was compelled to shoot the Rottweiler due to its close proximity to them, a written statement said. Its close proximity. So because the dog was too close and looking scary, you decided to shoot and kill a family dog. Richmond, California, the owners of a pit bull that Richmond police officers shot to death have filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against the city. The three officers chasing a suspect. So they already had their suspect chasing the guy. Quote, acted in a reckless and callous disregard for the constitutional rights of Cynthia Peters and Mark Parr when they shot the couple's 1.5-year-old pit bull Blue on July 27, 2005, according to a suit filed in San Francisco. Blue was in the couple's fenced yard on 6th Street when the officers opened the gate to pursue a suspect, then shot the dog 11 times with pistols and a shotgun.
Lord.
When Parr ran up and asked the officers, "Why'd you shoot my dog?" Police, quote, pointed their guns at him, kicked and punched him, and threw him to the ground. What about your suspect, man? You had enough time to shoot a dog 11 times and beat the hell out of this dude? Where was the
suspect?
That you were allegedly chasing. Police arrested Parr on suspicion of obstructing police officers, but no charges were filed.
Suspicion.
Well, Dave in New Hampshire is on the line with us. I hope you didn't bring a dog to your meeting with Homeland Security today, Dave.
No dogs. I only brought observers.
That's good. You called in yesterday to let us know that the Department of Homeland Security showed up at one of your residential addresses looking for you. They wanted to meet up with you for something. You scheduled an appointment with them today in a public location. I heard it was a parking lot. Is that where you ended up meeting these guys?
That's correct. A parking lot in Nashua, New Hampshire.
You brought observers. Who was there watching, how many were there watching? Was there a video camera? What was the situation today, sir?
I had three observers. I brought a tape recorder of my own. Then a reporter showed up, and then a reporter called later. Technically there was only three observers besides me. One of them was Russell Canning, of course, who was arrested for doing something similar a month and a half ago.
Mm.
But anyway, this all goes back to this thing I did at an IRS office about 2 weeks ago, where I just went by the IRS office and stood inside there with a sign and handed a couple flyers to IRS agents, asking them if it was moral to work for the IRS.
Okay. And that's why they wanted to talk to you.
That's correct. They didn't like that. So they came to my place in Keene, and then when I wasn't there, they left a number, which I called, and I agreed to meet with them on this morning at about 11. And, yeah, it went pretty well. What they wanted to do was cite me. They wanted to, tell me not to do it again, basically. And give me
not
a
to specifically. They didn't want you to hand out flyers to IRS agents.
Exactly.
And they cited you.
Correct. They cited me for handing out flyers to IRS agents.
And how can they? This is against the law.
Oh, who knows? They did. They had some, page long piece of regulations they wanted to show me, but I didn't accept the citation. I didn't reach out and take it when they handed it to me. And I didn't take the instructions either.
It was just one cop, right?
Correct. Yeah, just one guy. It was interesting because I didn't notice this at the time, but one of the observers said he was shaking the whole time.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Well, they certainly don't know what to expect.
So
I guess
what was his demeanor like when he was talking with you?
He was polite. He never got rude with me. He got he got frustrated, when I wouldn't take the thing from his hand. And then when he was leaving, I said something like, "Well, I don't hold this against you personally that you did this, but I think you're working for the wrong organization. You could work for a much more moral institution than what you're working for now."
Yeah,
and that really affected him. I can't explain exactly the expression that came over his face when I said that.
No, he's being accused of being a bad guy.
Well, so many people thought. When they were little boys and little girls, that if they grew up to be a police officer, that they were going to be doing the right thing. And they didn't realize that so many times, I'm not saying the police officers don't do the right thing, but so many times they're asked to do the wrong thing.
Yeah.
They're asked to enforce laws that are bad. They end up doing more damage than good in the case of killing dogs that we're just talking about. And, they end up just increasing the power of the government against, the people, which are supposed to be the government.
I want to know a little more about this. I mean, first of all, how long did this encounter last?
About 10 or 15 minutes.
And when he handed you this citation, which, by the way, I mean, I've never heard of before. I've never heard of a federal agent being able to hand somebody a citation, which you're supposed to pay. I mean, I've heard of local cops giving tickets. I've never heard of this before. So when you said you weren't going to take that, what did he do with it?
I didn't really say I wasn't going to take it. I just stood there.
And he was holding it out to you. Then what did he do with it?
He didn't do much. He just kind of kept on holding it out there and started telling me all the things that would happen to me if I didn't do what it said.
And what I want to know is what would happen to you. So hang on. What were the threats involved here? 800-259-9231. Plus, the dirty details on the dog killing story that we started last hour. More coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
It's a combination of the best that public broadcasting has to offer
and NFL football. We should pass a law mandating a cooling off period after the next 9/11 type attack. We know we're going to get hit again, and we know we're going to freak out and pass Patriot Act 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And then we're going to feel bad that we acted in the heat of the moment.
Beating the ideas into the turf until something breaks. Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Live is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you just go and get them for free. Right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. In fact, we go back an entire year of free archives right there on the front page of the site. freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. One of the reasons to be in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project is because of some of the super activists, like super activists, that we have working on behalf of liberty here in the state. And one of those guys is Dave. Dave from New Hampshire, you're back on the line with Ian and Mark. Now, you've made a habit of going around to different government offices and doing silent protests where you'll stand there with a sign of some sort relevant to whatever government office it is that you've chosen to protest on that particular day. And you'll sometimes have an information sheet with a few statements on it about who you are or what you're doing and what you would like the employees of the office to do. And in one of your escapades, you went to the IRS office and handed a couple of informational sheets to the IRS employees. Well, apparently, the Department of Homeland Security got wind of this. They came to your house or one of your home locations recently looking for you. You weren't there at the time. Word got to you that they were looking to talk to you, so you set up an appointment for today to meet up with them. You met up with the guy from Department of Homeland Security, who came alone, apparently, by the way, though you had three people with you to observe. You also had a recording device, which was a very smart move. And apparently this guy, well, he wanted you to not ever go into an IRS office and hand out anything else ever again.
Well, it wasn't exactly what he said in terms of, he didn't say I could never go back to an IRS office. He just said I was going to be cited for that. And also, by the way, with regard to the recorder, I had to ask him for his, or I had to inform him that I was attempting to record it. And what I did was I said, I'm going to record this unless you have objections. And he did object, and unfortunately, under New Hampshire law, I could not continue recording at that point.
Well, so, you know what, I would have told him, look, if you want to meet with me, you're going to be recorded.
I thought about doing that, yeah.
Yeah, like, okay, you don't want to be recorded? Goodbye.
Well, I should have done that. I didn't think about that when we were on the phone. We're learning a lot from this. I mean, Russell had 1,000 ideas after this, and so do I, the ways we can do this better next time.
Right. Now, in regards to recording the police, I don't know exactly what the New Hampshire law says, but according to one of the TV guys around here, he says that if you are a reporter, if you are a journalist, then you do not need the bureaucrats' permission to record them. So, for instance, if you had maybe a press pass on or something like that that identified you as, say, a reporter for the Keene Free Press or something, that that you would not have had to have asked for permission. I don't know if that's true or not, but it may be an avenue to explore for the future.
Speaking of Keene Free Press, that actually may be what triggered their visit to the place yesterday. It was that the article in the Keene Free Press that I wrote about the IRS visit came out 2 days ago.
Oh.
So, they must all be reading the Keene Free Press.
maybe so. It wouldn't surprise me. We know they're reading NHFree.com, and we know that they're monitoring the forums there, so it wouldn't surprise me. Essentially, the guy said you're being cited, and then he handed you this citation, which is for some amount of money, and you didn't take it from him.
Correct.
And you said he started threatening you with, like, what would happen if you didn't pay the citation. What were some of the threats?
Well, he wasn't real clear. He just said, well, that'll go in my report, and there'll be an appeals process that will expire, and then you'll have to pay the fine, if you don't appeal first and stuff like that. I didn't get a real clear sense of what all the different things that could happen were. And when I say he was, I mean, it didn't sound real threatening. He was just, like I said, he was being polite. But he was really frustrated by the fact that I didn't take it.
So what did he do with it after he was holding it out for a while and you didn't take it from him? What did he do with it?
He said, well, so you're refusing to take it. And I said, well, I haven't really said whether I'm refusing to take it or not. It just appears that I haven't taken it yet. And he said that he said something like, okay, well, if I put it down on the hood here, will you take it? And I said, you're welcome to put it on the hood. I didn't say whether I'd take it. Oh, well, he also asked me for my Social Security number, mm-hmm. But I told him that he was welcome to, he said, may I ask for your Social Security number? And I said, yes, may.
And you shan't be getting it.
Well, but
he didn't get it.
He knows your name. He could do a little bit of digging, and I'm sure find out what your Social Security number is.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he can.
Good for you to refuse to answer his questions. Did he end up placing the citation on the hood of the car?
He did not. I guess he must have just taken the citation back with him. But he was frustrated about that.
So, essentially, there could be something else that could happen to you as a result of not taking the citation.
Yeah, you probably get a citation for not taking the citation.
I'm sure something will happen.
Maybe they'll mail it to
you. Even just this one thing that they did, they came after me to try and just talk to me, and that's already generated what looks to be three different media articles in three different newspapers.
Really?
That'll presumably come out tomorrow. I made maybe only two, but I know three papers showed up.
Did anybody come with a camera? I know you said you had an audio recording device. Did anyone come with a camera and take pictures?
One of the people had a camera, but I forgot all about it, and then I didn't ask them to use it or anything. I guess they felt uncomfortable taking pictures. So
the New Hampshire recording law, I think, is more specific in regards to audio.
Right.
Whereas I think you are allowed to take photographs. There's no objections there in regards.
Yeah,
to that.
And that's just another thing I've learned from this is just we need to be thinking about, hey, we need to make sure we get pictures of this.
Yeah.
And do all the things that we can. And the other thing I think is good to remember is that it's best, if possible, not to just set something up just the next day. Give it a few days, a week or something like that, so you've got time to organize a real organized group there.
Yeah, imagine having 10 people there instead of three other people there. But even having three people makes a difference. I mean, I think it turned out pretty good considering the circumstances and considering the short notice. And, of course, I'm sure you'll keep us up to date with what happens next. Thank you, Dave. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. So how unusual, right? You get a message from the federal government that they want to meet with you, and you show up with three of your friends armed with cameras and audio recording devices. You think that threw him off his game?
Yeah, it confuses them. And I think that that's what needs to be done. Whenever you deal with the authorities, you need to have audio and video of the meeting. And
it lets them know that you aren't alone, that you aren't just somebody that they can just take out and arrest or fine and mess with and not have any more consequences come at them from that. This lets them know that they're being watched, too.
And these people are totally CYA. You know, they're very concerned about how they did
cover
things
your
properly.
Butt.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the more they have cameras on them, the less they're going to do.
As far as bad stuff.
Anything.
As far as
anything.
Like, stepping out of line.
Yeah, they'll just freeze up.
Right, and one of the observers made the observation, as Dave pointed out, that this guy was shaking. He was shaking in their presence, which is ironic because, as was pointed out on the NH3.com forums, he's the one with the gun.
Yeah.
But I guess even one gun wouldn't be able to be much help against four people in close proximity, right? I mean, you'd be not to suggest that these people were going to hurt him at all. No, these are harmless, nonviolent people, which is another thing we've got going for us. We're winning with nonviolent approaches. We're winning with nonviolent technique, and they don't know how to deal with that either.
No.
800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It'd be a lot easier for the feds if they just go away. Just leave us alone. Then you can deal with the real criminals or whatever. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. More about the dead dog coming up.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Friday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, over 850 articles, pages created by the listeners like you. In fact, you can go in and you can edit virtually anything that you find on the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. Let's go right to the phones and to the fun, Mark, and then we'll talk about this dead dog situation. Kathy in Michigan, ladies first, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy, what's on your mind?
Well, I got a DVD that had a copy of Free Talk Live on it, and they were talking about, I'm an activist for drug law reform.
Excellent.
And it was a show about the rave bust in Diamond Fork, Utah.
Really? Wow,
yeah.
That's interesting. Somebody's put our show on a DVD. That's cool. We didn't even know about that.
Yeah, well, you know, I needed the information because I'm trying to find out about injustice in other places because it's going on everywhere.
You better believe it.
And one of the things, I mean, it was my son was in a rave bust like a couple months after that one. So he was telling me about this. And they showed me the video where these cops they look like soldiers and they're beating people.
Yeah, you know, if it looks like a soldier and it acts like a soldier, what should we be calling it? I mean, it seems to me that some of these SWAT organizations they have are a violation of the Posse Comitatus rules that we have in the United States.
Oh.
There's not supposed to be an army lording over the American people,
right.
But it looks like we've got one.
Yeah, and, you know, I hate to make everything about the war, which my son says I do, but when you have a bad law like cannabis being illegal,
right.
It undermines your good laws. And
it laws, sure does.
The laws that are there to protect the people, well, we've seen them chipping away pretty heavily at the Constitution lately.
Yeah, not only does it undermine the good, few good laws that are on the books, but it also undermines the public's view of the police. It's the reason why people think the cops are pigs and the people hate the police is because the police are the ones that have been arresting their friends and family members and shooting their dogs, as we were talking about earlier in this hour.
Right.
The police are the ones that are enacting terror on the United States population. So no wonder people are afraid
fearing for their lives
right.
from these cops. They're out of control. And if we would just end the war on drugs, not just the war on cannabis, but the war on drugs altogether,
right.
then people would might be able to respect the police again.
Right, and it's horrible because, I mean, I have friends who are cops who are working for reform, and they say what a nightmare it is to be in their shoes. You know, you got to feel for them. It's not their fault. They didn't create this situation.
Well, now, who's they? You're talking about your friends or cops in general?
Cops in general.
No, I disagree with that, Kathy. I believe it is their fault. I understand that the legislators pass the laws, but the cops choose to enforce them.
You're right.
And they could stop tomorrow if they wanted to.
Yeah, I always wonder why they don't enforce the good laws that we have.
Well, they're too darn busy. They got 50% of their budgets in the Vice Squad, busting prostitutes
because
and gambling.
That's where their money comes from. It's you get all kinds of fines, and they can confiscate stuff
sure.
when it comes to vice crime. But
you don't raid a murderer's apartment and come across $100,000 in cash. That just
right.
doesn't happen. So
right.
there's some severe, serious incentives that these cops have to continue with the war on drugs.
Right. It's extremely profitable.
Yep, and it's something that we need to be fighting against. And, Kathy, we're glad you're out there listening to the show. We're glad you found Free Talk Live. In fact, I invite you to our website, Kathy, freetalklive.com. You'll find the Shrine of Female Listeners there. We've got ladies from all around the world, all different ages, shapes, and sizes that have sent us their photo, validated pictures. You'll see what I mean if you go there, shrine.freetalklive.com. We'll get you right to it. And we'd love to have you up on the Shrine and give us a call back some other time. Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Colin in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, can you tell me if you heard anything about these? They come up with another crematorium on the Internet. Have you heard anything about it?
What? A crematorium?
Yeah, they got the turnstiles and all this. So I can't verify it. I've tried to call from one or two other places, and they don't know anything about it. But they have heard about it.
I don't even understand what you're referring to. Like a crematorium, that's where they burn people, right?
Right. They get the turnstiles, the railroad trains right up to the deal to take off people.
Wait. Who's being burned and how is
it? No. I don't know if anybody's being burned. I'm just saying, do you have any information on the crematorium, the latest report on the one they have now?
I don't even know what you're talking about, sir. I mean, what do you mean?
Okay, let's drop that one and go to this one. Do you know anything about Georgia? And I'm not talking about the state in the United States. I'm talking about the country over in the former Soviet Union. Supposedly former Soviet Union.
I could probably place it on a map.
I've got not a very good map of it. We have a bunch of special forces people over there in some gorge, and we're going to side with the Georgians against the Russians. The Russians are supposedly massed troops on their border. Right there at the Russian-Georgia border.
Hmm.
And they're getting ready to have a big get it on over there, I guess.
Yeah.
Have you all heard anything about that?
If that's true, it's news to me, I hadn't even heard about it.
Well, it's Edward Shevardnadze used to be the prime minister over there, or the president.
But we need to stop picking sides, that much I know. I mean, if that's really true and that's what's going on, we just need to stop picking sides.
I was wondering if anybody had any intel on it. That's what I'm trying to find out.
Yeah, we're just a couple clueless talk show hosts. We really don't have intel or anything like that, but we're more than happy to talk about it. I want to go back to this crematorium thing. What's the allegation here? What is exactly that you're describing?
There was one that they had about 7 years ago. It was at the old, what's the name of that road, that passenger train company?
Amtrak.
This was the old Amtrak repair facility in Indianapolis, where they had a picture of it. They had taken out all the windows, bricked them up, and they had a dock set up there with turnstiles on it, and the train could roll right up and let people off right on. They'd go through the turnstiles.
And then into an oven? I mean, what does that have to do with a crematorium?
Well, I'm just trying to find out information about it. You obviously don't know about it, so
nope.
I'm going to get out of
but
your way.
But where did you hear about it?
I heard about it on another show today. Yesterday, and then I tried to call. I talked to a lady that said she heard this on the Internet, and I tried to get somebody to tell me where it is on the Internet so I can find
it. I see what you're saying. I understand. You heard about this. But what were they alleging about the crematorium? Like, why do you care?
Why do I care?
Were they alleging that they were bringing people in on trains, unloading them, and throwing them into ovens? I mean, what is it that the allegation is?
There's no allegation. I'm just saying that
you just heard there's a crematorium, and
I'm trying to find out information about it.
Good luck with your search. Thanks for the call. Whoa.
Thanks for the call. Goodbye.
I don't know what the crematorium could be for. They're going to march people through turnstiles.
He didn't even have a suggestion.
It sounds very interesting. I wonder what was alleged.
We have no idea at this point. But anyway, let's go back to the real world. Back to Schenectady, New York, and the dead dog. We talked about it last hour. A police raid, 6 in the morning. They got the right house this time. They got the right apartment. They were, this guy really was selling a little bit of marijuana, all of $60 worth. Anita Woodyer, who 40-year-old Anita Woodyer, who rents the second floor flat, said, "I heard a big boom. My first reaction was to jump out of bed. We were trying to find where our kids were at, and all of a sudden we had guns in our faces."
Mm.
During the ensuing chaos, police handcuffed two of the woman's children, Elijah Bradley and 12-year-old Victoria Perez, and shot at her dog in the kitchen before killing it in the bathroom. Now, that much of the story we already knew. Woodyer says she suspected police had intended to search a neighboring home but had the wrong address on the search warrant. Neighbors said they suspect illicit drugs are dealt at other homes on the block. No apologies, she says. No sorry about your dog. But police say they have no reason to apologize.
No, it's our right to shoot your dog in your house.
Yeah. You listen to this. They said they raided the house because Woodyer's 18-year-old son, Israel Bradley, sold 3 plastic bags of marijuana there for $40 on September 15th. They then allege he sold 2 other bags of marijuana in the house for $20 on August 28th. In addition, police said he was carrying marijuana in the home on September 1st. Quote, We had the absolute right house. We had the absolute right target. Police said Bradley was one of several drug dealers they have under investigation on Prospect Street. In which case, now every other drug dealer on Prospect Street, hopefully they've read this article and are cleaning up their operations as we speak.
You know, for a little bit of pot.
But the details are still to come on what happened with the dog before she was shot. Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain in this Friday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Still enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free. The best way to help support the show is to amplify. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Pony up, $3 a month. We give you everything on our website for free. All we're asking is a $3 a month contribution, if you will, to make up for it. But it's voluntary, so if you can't afford it, no biggie. We don't care. It's up to you. And over 280 of our listeners have stepped to the plate and become Free Talk Live amplifiers, and it's much appreciated because the money goes to promoting Free Talk Live into getting on more radio stations, to getting the message of freedom and liberty spread as far and as wide as possible. And it's working. In fact, today I sent out an update, Mark, to our updates list announcing our newest affiliate.
Two of them.
Well, yes, our newest radio affiliate, which is going to be WTKG in Grand Rapids, Michigan. They're coming on board as of tomorrow night for the Saturday show, which is great. And it's huge news because it's our first Clear Channel affiliate. And some people may think that Clear Channel is the evil corporation and they're big and evil, but hey, they're adding Free Talk Live to WTKG, so maybe they're not so bad after all, right?
Apparently they're not keeping us out.
No, they're certainly not. In fact, Phil Tower over there at WTKG, great guy. He's the program director. A few of you guys in the Grand Rapids area had called him and requested the show, and it's a direct result of our amplifiers, though, that we even have this station coming on board. And here's why. The amplifiers, the money from the AMP program, your $3 a month, has paid for us to go to radio conventions this year. We went to the Radio and Records Convention back in March where we met the program director of WTKG in person.
Yep.
And the conversation we had with him in person was instrumental, critical, in getting him to agree to air the show. We overcame some objections that he had. He realized that we were serious about doing this business because we were there at the convention in person. And we wouldn't have been there had it not been for AMP. And on top of that, we wouldn't have been able to get a show on the air, get the show on the air on his station if it weren't for AMP because of the amplifier dollars paying for the satellite card, the piece of hardware that he needs
right
to put into his receiver in order to get the show. So there's two things there that the amplifiers directly contributed to, and if it weren't for those two things, we wouldn't be on that station.
That's the truth.
And the fact is, since we're now on one Clear Channel station, there have been other Clear Channel program directors have been sort of asking me, since it's my job to call stations and recruit them for the show, they've been asking, are you on any other Clear Channel stations yet?
You know, they're all little lemmings. They want to follow the group. Yep.
So now someone has blazed the trail, and it shouldn't be long before we get on more, which is exciting. That's good stuff. So amp.freetalklive.com if you want to get involved in that. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. Ladies first, let's go to Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Paula.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Paula. You're up late tonight.
Yeah, well, I'm up late every night, but anyway.
Really? What time do you go to bed?
Oh, I don't know. It varies. But anyway, this thing very important just came across the screen on the TV after the House just convened that Gonzalez just said that no judges should interfere with President Bush's war policy.
Yeah, I heard that today. I saw an SF Gate article about that. He's threatening the judges now.
Yeah, there's been judges that have done it, and he doesn't like it.
Well, you know, this new North American Union, there was things listed about this. They said that the courts now would only be advisory, and they will not be judging anymore.
Oh, how are they? Who's going to be judging then?
I guess nobody.
The decider.
They said that we're going to have a parliamentary, I mean, it's being set up parliamentary, and they said that Canada would have control over us, too, partly, and, you know, Mexico. But anyway, this thing
You know,
just,
at this point, I find, I mean, at this point, anything can happen, you know? You might be right, Paula, and we'll see what happens.
God,
well, I'll tell you now, I just, this is, I mean, laws are being broken right and left. Like, the president just said, oh, that our veterans are going to have medical help. Bull, they're having to go on welfare.
Say again, I'm sorry.
They cut the money to the VA. Our war veterans are having to go on welfare.
Well, they're already on welfare.
Yeah,
the VA
is
welfare.
But the thing is, they shouldn't have to do. They have cut the money down to $7 million.
What?
Yep.
Hmm. Well, and that's been happening. You know, they've been cutting back. And
well, the
you know,
thing
this is what you get. You know, you deal with the government. You look to the government to take care of you, and they screw you over time and time again. Paula, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Victor in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
Good. What's up?
Yeah, I just want to comment on that crematorium call you guys just had.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Well, I actually saw the Google video. If you just go into Google video and you search for FEMA camp,
okay,
you can see it. It's in Cincinnati or something like that, and it's actually designed to house thousands of people, and there's like these 4-inch main gas lines going to these huge burners on the side of this total concrete building with barbed wire fencing.
So what are they going to do in this building?
I don't know. It freaked me out when I saw it too. I mean, you just Google video it, and it's pretty serious.
What's this video of the inside of this place?
No, it's the outside. It's some lady took a video cam and camcorded it from the outside. It's total barbed wire fencing and turnstiles, lookout towers, gas lines running all over the place.
Now, they've had these for a while, right? Like these FEMA camps? Because I've heard about them in the past.
Well, if you Google that stuff, it's crazy what you find. You can find government documents on Army bases that were supposed to be shut down that are turned into to camps. And, I mean, you know, it's endless.
We did see the story earlier this year about Halliburton subsidiary KBR being contracted to build detention camps
for immigrants
and that sort of thing.
This one, though, has giant, like, furnaces. They're huge.
That's scary. That's really
scary. Yeah, 4-inch main gas lines going to these things. I mean, it's huge. So,
it's all speculation at this point as far as why they have these camps, what their plans are.
They totally look like prison camps to me. I mean, you know, you got layers of barbed wire fences.
An army base is going to look a lot like a prison camp anyway,
and they can put the
fences on in order to keep people out. I mean, a lot of these camps are closed down. I don't know. It's weird looking. I'm watching the video as we speak, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's obviously we want to be careful and don't want to get labeled tinfoil conspiracy hat here, but at the same time, it's pretty spooky, isn't it?
I don't want to get thrown in no oven, man.
Thanks for the call, Victor. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. At least we know what the hell the guy was talking about at this point.
And there are giant turnstiles.
We're going to the amplifier line. Mike in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. I wanted to share with you a product that I purchased a few years back that's designed to give the security agents at the airports a hard time.
I basically bought a
3-inch by 2-inch little metal plate with the Bill of Rights printed on it.
That's right. Is it the Bill of Rights Security Edition?
Exactly. I don't know if you guys ever talked about that before, but
as a matter of fact, we have. You're a pilot, right, Mike?
Yes, I am.
So you use the Security Edition on a daily basis?
You know, I wish I could say I could. I don't, though, because usually when I'm at the airport, I'm kind of a representative of the company that is kind of my bread and butter right now.
I haven't
actually used it, but I've showed it to a lot of fellow pilots and even some passengers, and they've been pretty receptive to it. But
I think it's a great idea. In fact, we've got one sitting here in the studio. In fact, if you ever hear us
If you ever hear us reading an amendment from the Bill of Rights, we're reading it off of the Security Edition, which, by the way, you can order these at securityedition.com. I believe that's the website, securityedition.com. Yes. The guy who created it is actually a libertarian actor named Dean Cameron, and he's a listener of the show as well, as a matter of fact.
The idea is that this little metal Bill of Rights is going to trip off whatever metal detector they have, and then you can say whatever witty phrase like, oh,
that's just my Bill of Rights.
Here's my Bill of Rights. You can have it.
Yeah, something like that. Cute, Mike. Thank you for the alert, and I think people should check it out because it's cool. It's a neat little thing to do to the TSA guys. Did you have something real quick?
Really quickly. Yeah. Also, I went on the website today. They also give out bag tags with the same thing, which is what I am going to purchase and put on my crew bags to go through, and maybe that'll show them, too, without being so blatant with my metal thing, like, again, when I'm in uniform and all that.
Good idea, Mike. Let us know how it goes. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Just enough time for David in Sacramento. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to say I just got a few Liberty dollars in the mail. I just ordered a few of them. Man, these things are nice.
They are beautiful looking.
They're nice.
Pieces.
They're they feel solid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really, there's real silver in there. That's why.
Yeah.
Very cool, man.
You guys know. Yeah, these things are sweet.
And you can of course look into the Liberty dollar at dollar.freetalklive.com. We're out of time, David. Thanks for the call,
right,
man. Hey, real quick. Just because I promised we'd get to it. The dog that was shot by the cops, we didn't know what had happened, right? We weren't sure. Did the dog lunge at the cops? Did the dog attack the cops? Well, according to the owner of the apartment, Precious was the pit bull terrier's name. She urinated on the floor in fear and tried to run from the police before she was shot multiple times and killed.
God.
It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we will be back tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello,